And we're going to start now with the Serenity Prayer.
Can I have one of those?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
God, grant you serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about and learn about something we can change, and that is going to be body image, if we choose to change. Image being our mental idea of what we look like and who we are. So here's my first question. Are you your body, or is your body something different from you? Are you your body? Think so? Anybody got another?
Yeah, I gotta say, my body is not doing what's in my heart and what's in my mind because of the way my body is hanging to my heart and my mind.
So you're something more than your body?
No, not more. I want to show more of love or give more of myself, but it is, my body is draped on my skeleton. I'm drooling and dragging it around, and it keeps me back. I can't move out of it.
Wow, that's powerful. Your body is draped and dragging you back so that your authentic self can't be experienced. What do you, Robin?
As a person with a lifetime disability, my relationship with my body is complex.
Okay.
To say that I am my body, we're still working on it. We're still working on my acceptance of my body the way it is, which is one of the major themes of my recovery, is to accept the reality of what's going on. But that's a very interesting way of putting it. Thank you for that question, because
thank God.
I'm like, gosh, I wish I knew.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I don't think I am my body. I see my body as part of my soul.
Okay, so that's, I'm sorry,
oh,
yes?
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear
you.
Please.
I
what?
It depends on the day. Some days I think I look great, other days I think I look like a house. And it depends on like the spiritual condition and the day and the where I'm at. And I had a situation where last year my brother turned 50 and I gave a speech at his birthday party. And he was sitting down with my nephew on his lap and I was standing up. And he had a professional photographer, and when the pictures came back, I was like, oh my God, look at how big I look. And do I really look that big? And I was so mortified, but it was such a lovely evening that I wanted one of the pictures because
wow.
It was a great speech. And it was like, honestly, like 2 days later that I shifted from looking at my body to looking at the big smile on my face and how much I love my brother. But it comes and it goes. I can never say, oh yeah, my body's great, I love it.
That's a really good example, and it's honest. I think it's honest in the sense of who, that's the way we are. But I don't, my thought is, I don't want to get caught in thinking all I am is my body, and my body's not acceptable because of my notion of how it should look. I love Robin's input. And just wanted to comment that you're definitely on that journey. Because when I saw you, I didn't think immediately disabled. I thought, oh, interesting person. I like the way she looks. So you're projecting more than a limited body.
Well, I know that, but that doesn't mean that being me is always easy.
I hear you. That doesn't mean that being me is always easy. Does anybody else feel that way? Okay, we can start
any extras?
Yes. Anybody else? Anybody need a pen? And score it when you get done. See what your number is. Okay? What's the room average? How are you on your body image assessment?
25.
Very dissatisfied.
28.
Very dissatisfied.
31.
Extremely dissatisfied.
17.
Moderately dissatisfied. 5?
9.
Okay. Well,
11.
11. We have some, you and I have some work to do. Actually, I'm up there in the great attitude, keep it up. but I think that's because I am not, well, like Amy said this morning, I think I'm blessed with good genes. And if I stay with my program, then the body that I'm given as a gift is very acceptable to me. My thinking is there is something called Imago Dei, which is the image of God. body image made me think of Imago Dei. We are, I believe, all an image of God. There is something about who we are that reflects love into the world. And that's the maybe the spirituality and the service component of the program. And I noticed these words of dissatisfied, embarrassed, preoccupied with feeling guilty about my weight, embarrassed that thinking others are going to be embarrassed about being seen with me, and dissatisfied. Well, all of those feelings will interfere with who you really are, because this image of your creator is who you really are. And if you're spending your time in your thinking, denying that you're worthwhile, you are covering over who you really are at your core. Who you are at your core is there. You don't have to figure it out. What you need to do is let it flourish. And how does that flourish? For me, that flourishes, number one, by abstinence. There was a handout this morning that said something that I thought, okay. Every recovery from compulsive overeating began with one abstinent hour. One abstinent hour is a building block to who you are and who you are meant to be. The preoccupation with food and the use of food is going to shadow that over and hide it, who you are meant to be. I learned from practicing an abstinent program that I had integrity. That was the first building block of caring about myself and feeling I was worthwhile. The integrity was the ability to stick with my commitment, my food plan. And sticking with my commitment gave me such pleasure in myself. It was just, even if I did 1 hour, 1 hour of abstinence, or got through a difficult time and kept to my plan of 3 meals a day, and this is what's in the meal, and anything else is not for me, it's not mine. Keeping that kind of a commitment is a big first step for integrity. When I talk about who you really are, there's the story of Michelangelo saying that the sculpture is in the block of stone. All he has to do is chip away and let it be revealed. Do you see that happening in the rooms? Do you see people kind of emerging into who they are? Heads are shaking. So it's as simple as practicing the program, getting a food plan, and working, having the tools in order to stick with the food plan. And with my 17 years of kind of messing around with it, I just want to tell you from my own experience, just keep coming. Just keep coming, and the miracle does happen. You just gradually move into a place, like Pat. You gradually move into a place where, what? Finish my sentence.
I'm comfortable with myself. And then I'm starting to understand I'm more than just my body.
Isn't it interesting? Mm-hmm. When you get more the body that you think you want to have, you realize that that's not what it's all about.
It isn't. And if you can get your mind around what it's all about is not your body, when your body is unacceptable, you are pushing out of the way the garbage thinking that is getting in your way. You're pushing it out of the way by not buying into it. Am I making sense? Okay. A quote from this morning also was, I felt different. There's something wrong with me. And do you think in terms of what's wrong with me is how I look? No. Some people do.
I actually think that for me, in my health, that means I'm also not very, very body achiever.
Hi, Nina.
It's actually defined everything about me. And it was actually, it's funny, I heard something this morning that triggered how far back for me that goes. And it goes back to really childhood. Just not even what I used to play the piano until I found out hear me outside. So once I realized they could hear me outside in my house, I was in practice. Mm-hmm. And so while maybe not so connected physically to how I look, it was physically, everything was, because everything connected to the little short fat of the girl that was always, you know, the odd girl out. Recognizing many years later that the reason I was the odd girl out is because I placed myself in that position. But I still, mm-hmm. all that, I wasn't sure whether I wanted to come into this room today, mm-hmm. and I left because I said I just looked in the mirror about an hour ago and said, you know, you're looking a little heavier. And so I belong in this room because even if I look 2 pounds heavier, do I really look heavier? It's relative, so I'm still connected.
Thank you for that sharing, Nita. This reminds me of... what are you attracted to when you find, they talk about find somebody that you want to be like, what is it that they say about
find somebody who has what you want.
Find somebody who has what you want. What is it that you want? When you find somebody that has what you want, what is it that that person has? Pat.
It's funny because the person who I went with that I did is totally different than me physically. She's almost 5'11". She's a very big girl, a big woman.
Yeah.
Big woman. So I wasn't attracted to what she looked like.
Right.
I was attracted to who she was.
Okay.
And what I loved about her is that she truly had a serenity that I wanted. And she had conviction, which I didn't have. I mean, I kept saying, I want to do the program, but I didn't want to do the program, you know. And I wanted somebody who would basically be there for me and tell me the truth. And that's something she was. And for 23 years, I didn't want to give the truth. You know, I wanted you to tell me my truth. And it was the man speaking today about, in reference to his parent basically asked him question, but wanted what she wanted as an answer. Well, that's the way I was. You know, if mm-hmm. I ask you something, tell me what I want. And this person said, no, I'm not going to tell you what you want. This is what I can tell you. And that's what I was attracted to.
And you were willing, for some reason, to listen to this person. This person, mm-hmm. this person's honesty was acceptable to you.
23 years, yeah.
Yeah.
A little slow on the
well, it takes time. Just don't give up. But it wasn't the way she looked. It was who she was at her core that attracted you.
I think about the people that I'm attracted to as far as I want what they have in from a program perspective. I am looking for someone that has recovery in all three aspects. I want someone that's recovered physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And you know, judging their body size. It's about knowing that they're clean from those alcoholic foods. And as a result of that, the clarity of emotional and the ability of spiritual recovery is also present.
And you know that. You know that from experience with people and from your own experience.
Exactly.
Okay. Good point. You want somebody who has physical, emotional, and spiritual recovery. Robin.
My name is Robin, and two comments. One is, my disease has nothing to do with the way I look. Because I've been a normal body size since 1998. God, I mean, that's a blessing from God. That's not me. That's a miracle. But I still keep coming because my head is diseased. I have the oddest take on life, and I find commonalities among the people in the rooms who can say, yes, I felt like that. Yes, I felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that puts me in an odd position because I really do know that I speak professionally. I mean, I know that it, in certain places, when I'm dressed in a certain way, I'm actually a very attractive professional woman. But that also means I have some serious issues in terms of accepting my body the way it is. In terms of what did I want when I went looking for a sponsor, the disconnect in my life is I'm actually a high energy extrovert. So I make a joke out of it. I describe that I flunked gym as a child because I grew up in the 60s, and that was before ADA, and it was before people understood that you shouldn't expect a disabled child to meet the same standards.
Yeah.
My current sponsor is a gym teacher. There's something there that's very, very, very interesting.
I got it.
But we get along just fine. Because my personality, there's a disconnect between my personality and my capabilities. And so she empathizes with some of my goals that somebody else might look at and say that doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
But when you said what, the very selection of my sponsor is an indication that there's a disconnect between who I am and it's just very odd. But I keep listening and I keep thinking about issues about you.
My thought was, oh, okay, a couple more.
What attracts me, not even just from the sponsor, but in the rooms, I have to admit, I'm still working on the judgmental part. It's so much better than it used to be, but it was a room. So I may first automatically look at physical appearance, but I look, right after that, I look for light and for energy, for that glow that's coming out of that person. That's what attracts me. So I found in the rooms that really doesn't matter what somebody physically looks like for the most part. And
so
that glow is coming out.
Can you see that glow in people who have a body that you wouldn't want to trade? I mean, a body that is not there
and
yet?
That's what surprised
the glow
me.
Glow is there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what attracts me a lot of people is they are completely at ease with how they look, who they are. And actually, I live with a person like that. My husband, he is slightly overweight, but he doesn't care. He eats when he's hungry. He goes to bed when he's asleep. And he knows he has defects, but, you know, he accepts who he is. But I just realized what the other thing that attracts me is actually the courage with which people here talk about their body image. If you admit you have a body image problem, that immediately melts my heart for that person because I know where they come from. When I was a little girl, I was short and stubby. And so for years I lived with that image of I'm ugly, I'm worthless. And when I was 18 years old, I finally got on that diet and I lost a lot of pounds. I became anorexic. But my body image never changed. I reached my weight, I even went below it, and I adjusted my goal weight every time. And I still hated myself, I still saw it. It's the classic anorexic problem.
Mm-hmm.
But even now that I'm so much older, I still have that body image. Even though I lost so much weight, I still hate it.
I think that's great. I love that.
I do too, because if admitting we were food addicts, the first step is admitting. Admitting gives you the possibility of the change that you would like to see and feel. So, yeah.
I'm Phyllis Wade from Recovered Compulsive Overeater. Two things. One, the person that I was attracted to and wanted to be like was the person I met at my very first meeting, which was a beginner's meeting. She was about 4'10", and I think she weighed 85 pounds. And I had my daughter with me because I wouldn't walk into a room like that by myself. And I'm poking my daughter in the ribs saying, what is this woman going to tell me about being overweight? I walked in at 266 pounds. And I came to find out that she had lost 75 pounds, which at 4'10" is a lot of weight. But I had heard that in other places, lean line, Weight Watchers, what have you. But the line that kept me coming back and asking me to be my sponsor was, she had had it off for 7 years. That's what attracted me to her. That's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I knew how to lose weight. I didn't know how to keep it off. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about body image for me, it's kind of the reverse of what I've been hearing. When I think of myself, I don't think of myself this size. I think of myself as the size I was when I first came into the rooms, lost 100 pounds, and I was a much smaller size than I am now. And every once in a while, I wind up having to look at myself in the mirror for some reason or another, and I say, good grief, where that? What the hell happened? You know, and I noticed even when I dream, this is not the me I see. You know, I have no trouble walking, I walk in high heels, I'm running around, and I'm slim and busy and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so my mind plays that game with me, and if I don't watch out, that game will throw me right back into the food. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm skinny, I can eat whatever I want.
No.
Exactly, no.
So my point is that what attracts you is not about the way the body looks. It's about something from within. And you start now working on that something from within. First, the integrity of practicing what you commit to. Simple as that. The other is, you know, the saying is, let us love you until you can love yourself. Mm-hmm. Another aspect of recovery would be to let yourself believe that you're worthwhile. And just overcome, you can't believe that you can do that, right? I see it in your face. Are you kidding? So be willing to be willing to believe that you're worthwhile. There's only one of you. There's only one unique who you are. Nobody else can be you as well as you can. Nobody else can do half the job that you can do. You need to be here and be part of this universe, or else you wouldn't be here. It's so important that you allow yourself from its basic, yourself to come out, yourself to exist, yourself to be.
How am I doing? Is it falling together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Okay. Yes, Anita.
I'm assuming that's kind of where everybody now is to talk about how to shift that,
uh-huh.
that change. Because that's kind of the next thing I'm thinking of. The last body image workshop I went to, I have massive thighs. I do, and I love them because they create laughs. Children love them. They hold me up. That's how I now look at my thighs. Before, I used to look at them. I whatever. I didn't actually take it personal because of the innocence and the way he said it. His mother almost had a heart attack. But I will tell you, I've carried that with me for so long, and I never thought I could look at them in a different way. And I will tell you, thank you, God, and thank you, program, because I do.
And thank you that, thank the little boy, because it was how he said it, which was completely without judgment,
mm-hmm.
but totally accepting,
just an observation.
Which is what you needed to learn from him, the total acceptance. Yeah, how you get past these things is a lot about your thinking and the way you perceive the parts that you don't like about yourself. David.
In listening to somebody here talking, I realize that I'm not alone in something that I do. If I have a dream and I'm in it while I'm awake and I'm picturing myself doing something, way more often than not, I don't picture myself the way I really do look. Sometimes I picture myself as looking like some fellow I've never seen, and the rest of the time I picture myself looking like a public person, like a character from a show, or a celebrity, somebody who's like known for reasons other than being an actor.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I picture what I see in the mirror.
What you see in the mirror. Every one of my mirrors has a sign that says you are looking at 98% of your problem. looking in the mirror, you want to come to the place where you look and like what you see. I have a whole list here of discovering your body image distortions and how to correct them. And it's all about your thinking. I don't think we have time for me to go over them one by one, but they're here for you. You can study them. The first one is about, if you think about your experience in extremes, I'm fat, I'm ugly, the basic premise is you have to talk back. When you hear your mind thinking like that and calling you that kind of person, that distorted, that non-imago Dei kind of thinking, you need to talk back, and this gives you some key ways to talk back to it. Then, tell me about your positive qualities. What others like about you. I want to share a poem that I wrote last night. I think it's appropriate. My tummy is quite round, and my breasts are pointing down. Do I care? Does it matter very much? Not exactly, not what you might think. Along with body changes comes increasing sense of mystery and all about the process of the living of this life, not about my body. What really matters most is deeper, dearer, purer than the body changing scene. Refine me into love. Give me only a listening heart and attentive eye.
You.
No wife, my breasts are pointing down. Also, do you know, this week I got this magazine from People. Oh, I hate it. It's all these beauties that we think we're supposed to look like. Or I think that's part of the happening. If we think we're supposed to look like this, and so you're not going to measure up if you take that in.
Barbara?
Yes.
I loved there was an article on Christine Brinkley,
at 16.
Yeah.
She
yes.
had a Bubba.
Yeah.
And I love that woman wrote, she said, do you seriously think that that's what most people in this country look like at 16? I don't think so. You better get a new photographer. Because it's
right.
true, you know. They tell us what we are. And I have a little saying on my thing that says, I like who I am before I start my day, because no one's told me who I am and where I'm supposed to be at. And that's the truth, you know.
I like who I am when I start my day.
Because no one's told me who I am and where I'm supposed to be at.
And don't you let somebody else tell you who you are. Who you are comes from within you. And discover it. And trust in it. Yes.
In our 12:12, it says something to the effect, a perfect body, even if there were such a thing, wouldn't make us happy. Every time I go to a step meeting and he reads that, I always say, I'd like to try it. But professionally, I sell design sleepwear, and this week we had a photo shoot, and this is the third major photo shoot that I've done. And we have a photographer, and we have a photographer's assistant, and we have this model who has a perfect body, if there were such a thing.
Yeah.
And she's probably literally half my age. And she's beautiful, and she's very nice, and she, you know, tries on, she does all this work for us. And I was looking at her the other day, and I was thinking, it just flowed right through my mind. A perfect body, if there were such a thing, would it make me happy? And I said to the photographer's assistant, who's probably closer to my age, how come she doesn't have a stomach? What's wrong with this girl? And she said, Kathy, I think I was born with a bigger stomach than this girl has. But, you know, it's just like today, there was a time that I would not have been able to go to a photo shoot and enjoy myself. Because I would be less than, not pretty as, you know, I'm never going to be that thin. But today I go
and
I admire it as a good artwork. Like, wow.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Thank you for sharing that. I also want to, before I forget to say it, nobody is perfect. Do you buy that? Nobody is perfect? Therefore, every body is perfect. If nobody's perfect, then everybody is perfect.
Yeah, I just wanted to share this thing about, you know, perfection and wanting the pursuit of perfection where body image is concerned.
Yeah.
And another thing with my husband, he was trying to say the nice thing to make me feel well, and I twisted it on him. But, you know, I was complaining about being heavy or whatever, or, you know, my legs weren't thin enough, you know, I wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
And he said, hun, you're never going to be a Playboy model, so what do you care? And I thought, what do you mean? just that twisting it. But then, you know, as time went on, I thought, he's right. Like, what am I trying to be perfect for? Like, he loves me. He loves the softness of my body. He loves me as my person. And I have a normal body size. I love a perfect body, but I have a normal body size. And why can't that be good enough?
What does it really matter? I mean, what? We are so just off on the wrong track by thinking that we need to have a perfect-looking body, whatever that is, nonsense. So I'm going to end with a song.
Nice.
It's, if we want to go through it twice so you get it the second time, but if you know it, sing it with me. It's on, the words are on the back of what I just handed out. I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I need to change. I'll always be the perfect me. There's nothing to rearrange. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can. And I love myself just the way I am. This pick is not working. I gotta switch.
I love you the way you are. There's nothing you need to do. When I feel the love inside myself, it's easy to love you. And hide your fears, your rage and tears. I see your shining star, and I love you just the way you are. I love the world the way it is, 'cause I can clearly see that all the things I judge are done by people just like me. So till the birth of peace on earth, that only love can bring, I'll help it grow by loving everything, which is me. I love myself the way I am, and still I want to grow. But change outside can only come when deep inside I know I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can. And I love myself just the way I am.
So, did you write that book?
No. But when I feel the love inside myself, if I feel the love inside myself, it's easy to love you. So here's where it starts. Inside. See that you are lovable. Come, keep coming, let us love you until you can love yourself. Because you're all beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And music.
Could you sign
the
sure.
What is this?